Hi, I'm Lisa Goldberg, nutritionist and weight loss coach, and welcome to the Right Way to Weight Loss Summit. Today I have Dr. Gupta with me, and he is an expert in Hashimoto's disease and thyroid disorder. And today we're going to talk about sustained weight loss for people with thyroid disorders, which I think is a hugely important topic when it comes to sustainable weight loss. So Dr. Gupta, thank you so much for being here today. I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself before we get into this really important conversation today.
Lisa, thank you so much for doing this summit. You know, I think this is going to help so much people to understand what's going on with their weight issues and why they're not able to lose weight or how they can sustainably lose this weight over the course of long-term basis. The reason I say is that because I struggled with weight issues on my own, and that's where actually my journey to functional medicine started. So to let people know, I'm a functional medicine expert. I help people reverse their thyroid conditions and Hashimoto's conditions by making personalized functional medicine plans. And often Hashimoto's or thyroid patients do suffer from weight issues. So similar thing happened to me. You know, like after doing my family medicine residency, I was a primary care physician, and just few years into my practice, I just suddenly started gaining crazy amount of weight. I did not change my diet, you know, I did not change anything on my exercise pattern, and I just gained weight. Along with the weight, you know, other symptoms started creeping in. You know, I was having this horrible stomach pain, I was feeling tired, I was feeling brain foggy. All of those things were happening. Obviously, you know, like I did not pay much attention to my weight, you know, I was more concerned about my stomach pain. So I started treating it, you know, with, you know, medications, first over the counter, then prescription medications, did a bunch of tests. Everything was normal. None of my specialist friend could not figure out what was wrong with me. And at that time, you know, I was just only 32 years of age. And then nobody could tell me what was wrong with me and had no idea how to get myself better, even though I was a physician. So at the time, you know, I started blaming myself. Okay, maybe, you know, I got into this trouble on my own. You know, maybe I'm just eating too much. I'm just kind of working too many hours. So I had no idea. That's where I found functional medicine. But then functional medicine helped me to understand that, you know, weight is just not calories in, calories out. It is much more than that. You know, I have to look for my root causes. What are the root causes which are not letting my body to lose this weight? So I started working on myself, made a plan, you know, which obviously included the diet, you know, which included, you know, some supplements to rebalance inflammation, rebalance gut, rebalance hormones. And within 4 months, you know, I was able to lose 40 pounds. Wow. And that was huge. Yeah, I did not change anything. I was exercising. It was not that, you know, I was on a very, very restrictive diet, just eating the right foods for my body and obviously being consistent with it and making a few changes. That was it. And that led to that amount of weight loss. I had more energy in my life than I ever had. You know, my brain fog was gone. You know, my stomach pain was gone. So much else got better with me at the time. And that's where I kind of understood that, you know, this weight loss journey is just not about calories. It's much more than that. And that's where, you know, like I started looking for reasons. And then I found that a lot of thyroid and Hashimoto's patients go to similar ordeal. And that's where I got specialists, you know, into thyroid disorders, made a protocol to help them out. And the biggest, you know, like, you know, win for me was that it's been 7 years and I'm still able to keep that 40 pounds off. So that was an amazing thing for me, is that, you know, most people will lose weight and then they'll gain it back. So I think that's the most important key point over here.
Well, yeah, because people know how to lose weight, right? Oftentimes people go on restrictive diets or fad diets or, you know, whatever the diet du jour is. And so they'll lose the weight, but they'll always gain it back. And so especially with you, and, you know, I know a lot of women struggle with their weight, not that men don't, but I feel like women have like so many other things that come up for them, like hormones, and, you know, they're more likely to be diagnosed with thyroid, and correct me if I'm wrong when I say that. But also just your body actually gives you clues if you pay attention to the symptoms. And I feel like especially women tend to blame themselves for not having willpower or doing something wrong or not, you know, having enough discipline, when there really could be something more going on internally, right? You know, for men and women in your bodies, like you experienced. But Dr. Gupta, before we kind of take a deeper dive, could you just explain what Hashimoto's is so people really understand? I feel like people have heard the term, but they might not truly understand exactly what it is and how it causes people to struggle with their weight.
Absolutely. So Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition of your thyroid gland. Now, several people every day suffer from thyroid conditions, which is the low thyroid or hypothyroidism. They know about it, but they don't know the reason of hypothyroidism. And Hashimoto's is the number one reason of hypothyroidism, but most of the doctors are not even checking for it. So Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition where your body is producing antibodies to destroy your thyroid gland. Now, it's a very, very slow process, which sometimes can take months to years to develop. So if you're not checking those antibodies or not doing specific tests, you never get diagnosed with it. And then ultimately, those antibodies destroy your thyroid gland completely. So then you become hypothyroid. And that's where you go to the doctor, they order this simple test of TSH. They said, oh, you have low thyroid. Let's give you this thyroid hormone that will fix everything. And unfortunately, the research shows that majority of these females, even after taking thyroid medicines, continue to suffer from symptoms, especially weight gain, fatigue, tiredness, brain fog, all of these things. Because nobody is working on the underlying process of those antibodies, inflammation, and autoimmune process. So we are not doing anything for this autoimmunity. And we are just putting a band-aid to the body by giving them this thyroid hormone. And that's the reason females never get better. So it's very important. And that's what we do in a functional medicine model of care, is that we look at the root causes. We work on this underlying inflammation. We work on reducing these antibodies. So we can rebalance the thyroid hormone. We can have actually thyroid to regenerate and it starts functioning better. So that way, you know, obviously we get sustained results and people start feeling better.
Yeah, well, I know just from the clients that I work with who go to their doctors and they have their thyroid tested and they basically test for TSH and maybe one other thyroid hormone. And if it's in the range, the doctor will be like, you're fine, you're in the range. But that's not necessarily the case. So even though people might not fully understand, there's a bunch of different tests, T3, T4, you know, there's a bunch of different tests that doctors, typical doctors, right? Or maybe your basic endocrinologist, apologies to endocrinologists, but they don't test for that really needs to be tested for. Could you just talk, just name a few of those so people know what to ask their doctors for, or if they were to work with you, what they could ask you for, and or based on what they've done with their doctor, what, you know, you to tell them what more they need to do?
No, absolutely. I mean, this is the education that each and every patient who is suffering from symptoms, which might be thyroid related or actually are suffering from thyroid disease, they need to get all of these testing done. So as you said, the only test which is done is majority of the time just the TSH. And that's the conventional way of managing things. So it's not that, you know, the primary care doctors or endocrine doctors are hiding things or they're doing things wrongly. It's just the training they had. But what we know is that thyroid is complex. So you not only have to check TSH, they have to do free T3, free T4, so that you actually know how much thyroid hormone is being produced. But then on top of that, you need to know whether you have Hashimoto's or not, because you need to know whether you have an autoimmune condition, right? To check for Hashimoto's, you need to get two antibodies checked. One is called TPO or thyroid peroxidase antibodies. And the second one is thyroglobulin antibodies. The good part is that each and every lab can do this test. It's easy to get. And the good part is that most of the insurance will cover it. So it's so easy that if you just ask your doctor to do it, they can easily do it. You will know whether you have Hashimoto's or not. Because if you do, then you need to start working on a game plan of how you're going to address the underlying autoimmunity in your thyroid. You still might have to take the medicine. I'm not saying that the medicine is your enemy or you should stop the medicine, but there is something more that you need to do to handle this autoimmune process also.
Yeah, well, this is important because I want the listeners to recognize that, especially if you are struggling with some kind of thyroid disorder, that there's so much more that needs to be done and so much more you could uncover for treatment, right? Versus just, you know, I know a very common treatment is Synthroid, right? As soon as somebody has, you know, low, you know, TSH. But can you also speak about what some of the root causes are of thyroid disorder?
That's again a very good question. So what we have realized over the course of years is that any kind of thyroid disorder, especially Hashimoto's disease, is an interplay between your genetic makeup and the environmental factors around you. So most people have these questions. Why suddenly I have a thyroid disorder? And most of the physicians have no answer to it. Well, it just happened. Well, things don't just happen with our body, right? There has to be a reason. So the reason behind that is that, you know, we have these genes which can be triggered if they get exposed to certain triggers in our environment around us. And these are based on my research, I figured out 5 different root causes that play a major role in triggering Hashimoto's or thyroid disorder. The very first one is food. Now, food, we all heard, is medicine, but the wrong kind of food can actually trigger Hashimoto's. Gluten, dairy, processed food, fried food, all of those food, you know, and a lot of sugar in our diet can precipitate, you know, or can lead to leaky gut issues or gut issues, which ultimately lead to Hashimoto's issues. So food, you know, like wrong foods, which, you know, obviously we all love to have fast foods. We all love to kind of, you know, have a lot of sugary foods, but these can have, research shows that they can trigger Hashimoto's. So that's the number one root cause. The second is stress. Unfortunately, females get exposed to stress a lot more than males. So that might be one of the reasons that females get more Hashimoto's. I don't know. There is no research behind it. But, you know, any kind of stress, whether it is physical, whether it is emotional, whether it is mental, whether it is spiritual, all of these stressors can trigger Hashimoto's. One of the main stressors that female goes through is pregnancies. And we see that post-delivery, a lot of females get diagnosed with thyroid disorder. You know, I'm not against saying that anybody should not get pregnant or pregnancy is bad. What I'm saying is that, you know, we are not preparing our females from being pregnant, right? It's a big commitment, you know, like you have a baby which is growing inside you that takes away a lot of nutrition, that requires a lot of care, right? So that is a stressor on females' body. And suddenly after delivery, there is a big shift in the hormones that happens. So that is another added stress on female bodies, and that leads to triggering of Hashimoto's. But any other physical stress or mental stress, you know, like the, you know, the kind of life we live in, can trigger Hashimoto's. The third is toxins. We have so many toxins in an environment. Every day we are adding more and more chemicals to the environment around us. All of these chemicals get deposited in our thyroid gland. Thyroid gland is like a sponge. Basically, each and every small amount of chemical that our body gets exposed to, it directly goes and gets deposited to the thyroid gland. And then over the course of several years, this deposit actually ultimately leads to a threshold. And then threshold leads to triggering of Hashimoto's. Whether it's heavy metals like lead, mercury, arsenic, whether it's environmental toxins like glyphosates or all the organocides that we are spraying, or it is mold toxins. All of these can trigger Hashimoto's. The fourth is nutritional deficiencies. Our bodies are deficient in vitamins and minerals. To produce thyroid hormone, our body needs a lot of minerals and vitamins. We need magnesium, zinc, selenium, you know, iodine. We need, you know, B vitamins. All of these things are needed. Research shows that our current crops, current food we are growing, is actually deficient into all of these vitamins and minerals. So even though a person is eating the healthiest diet, but she might be low into these vitamins and minerals. And unfortunately, again, the regular test doesn't check for these vitamins and minerals. So they get missed. And that is again a big trigger for Hashimoto's. And the last one is infections. We have several chronic infections, which can again lead to Hashimoto's. One of the most common ones, which research has proven, is Epstein-Barr virus infection or infectious mononucleosis. Reactivation of Epstein-Barr leads to Hashimoto's. We have several research studies that prove that. Several gut parasites, which can be exposed to, again, can lead to Hashimoto's. Chronic infections like Lyme disease, like Babesia, Bartonella, or other kind of infections, again, can trigger Hashimoto's. So you see, these are like big root causes, so many things which can ultimately lead to Hashimoto's. The biggest problem is this. People feel that, okay, well, my food is my problem or my diet was not the perfect. So let me just change my diet and that is my root cause. Often Hashimoto's is a combination of 2 or 3 root causes working together to break your body. our body is pretty strong. It is very resilient. It doesn't get broken so easily. So it takes at least two or three different root causes working together to break our body, and that leads to Hashimoto's. And that's the reason a lot of females actually do not feel better with Hashimoto's, because they just address one root cause, let's say for the diet, but they forget to address the stress, or they forget to stress the toxins, right? And that's the reason they do not get the result they want.
Well, that's so interesting to me. I mean, when you talked about like Epstein-Barr and mono, it's just initially, I just thought of a friend who a couple of years ago had a bout with Epstein-Barr, right? And then she wasn't feeling well for the longest time, and it took her a long time to figure out what it was, right? Are there any specific symptoms that people should be aware of if they may have had Hashimoto's triggered by any of these things, because they're so prevalent?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate piece, that, you know, these triggers do not have specific symptoms associated with them. I mean, they have a few things that, you know, can be gauged, but not all of them. Let's say, for example, with toxins, whenever a person is very toxic, his body or her body gets very, very sensitive to things around them. So they will complain that, okay, well, somebody is wearing a strong perfume, they will start reacting to it. They will not like it. Or they will have frequent, you know, like runny noses, or they will have frequent colds, or they will have these itchy eyes all the time, or they have skin issues, you know, like, you know, itchy skins, or like, you know, they will break out in random hives. So these are some symptoms of the toxins that might be present. Epstein-Barr, unfortunately, doesn't give many symptoms. The most common symptoms female will feel is that they will just feel tired all the time, or they might get frequent infections with colds or something. So that is the only symptom, which again, each and every thyroid patient have it. So it's very difficult for them to know whether they have Epstein or not. The only way is to check, they should get blood work done to check their Epstein-Barr antibody levels, and that will give them an idea whether they still have that problem or not.
And also, so somebody, so these could be, so when you say, like, when you talk about molds and toxins, right? Sometimes we have mold growing in our house and we don't even know it. And so we're exposed for a period of time. So you're saying that's one of the triggers that could lead to or cause, root cause of Hashimoto's. And when you talk about toxins, you know, just the stuff in our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly. Like, that's the most scary piece. Yeah, that's the most scary piece, that, you know, things which are present in our daily environment around us. For females, actually, it's also the skin products they are using. Most females, you know, like, it was again a research study done, they use more than 50 skin products before they leave their house in the morning.
Wow.
Right? And all of these skin products obviously are not natural, right? All of them have artificial chemicals. Now, people think that, oh, well, we are just applying it on their skin. You know, they're not getting inside of our body. Now, skin is the biggest organ of our body. It absorbs things. So all of these chemicals are getting absorbed in your bloodstream and ultimately going to the thyroid gland. And over the course of several years of using these things, you know, your thyroid gland does get triggered with it. So it's like so many toxins in an environment. And that's the reason that, you know, there can be so many triggers, and unless you work with a professional who knows about these things, you will not even know whether you're dealing with these toxins or not.
Right. So I don't, this could be a, I don't know if it's a good question or a bad question or a confusing question, but is there a way for people to know, like, so somebody out there is listening to this and they're struggling with their weight, and in they might have been thinking that either they don't have willpower, they don't have discipline, or they're just not eating the right food. But is there something that they could be aware of to have it be that, maybe that aha moment of saying, well, maybe I do have something more going on? Is there something that people should, I guess, because if people don't have an awareness that there might be something more, they don't think about it. But what might be the next step? So somebody's tried to lose weight. They've been trying for a little while. They've changed what they've eaten. They've been working out, and the weight's still not coming off. What might be, I don't know, I guess a little breakthrough moment in their minds to be like, oh, maybe I need to go check this. Do you know what I'm kind of asking?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So it's a difficult question, and there is no right answer over here, okay? But the best way is that, you know, if you're doing things, you know, which makes sense, right? If you're on a good diet, you're working out, your stress levels are not so bad, and then, you know, you should be losing some weight. Yes, you might not be at the ideal weight. You have not lost pounds and pounds, but if you're not losing even a single pound, that's one of the signs that you should start looking for other reasons for it. The good part is that I made a simple quiz, you know, on my website, which is present, which is actually a root cause quiz, where certain questions you answer, and that can actually help you to locate whether you have one root cause more than the others. So that gives you a good score, and that score will tell you whether you have mild, moderate, or high chances of that root cause. So that's another way of people of, you know, doing the quiz and kind of seeing whether any of those root causes make sense to them or not.
Oh, I love that. And I think you actually provide the link to that quiz. And if not, we'll make sure that everybody gets that link, but I think it might be in the daily email today. Is there anything that you recommend to your patients that they should start doing automatically, whether it's to be healthier, to lose some weight, to just, you know, whether they have hashimoto's thyroid issues or not, right? Because we all want to reduce inflammation in our body, right? So is there any, you know, tips that you give your clients, just to the simple tips that they could kind of start off doing or changing?
Right, absolutely. So there are some basic things which I think each and every one can apply in their life, which obviously not only helps with weight loss, but also in general in their health and reducing inflammation. So first thing obviously is food, right? So as I said, food is medicine, but food can also be detrimental for your health, right? So start kind of, you know, clearing up the clutter, you know, in the food. That's what I call them. You know, stay away from the fast food, stay away from the processed food, stay away from the fried foods. They don't add any value to your health at all, right? So stay away from them. Then some foods which reduces inflammation, or some foods which cause inflammation, like gluten and dairy. Again, you know, try to eliminate those, see how your body feels on them. And, you know, if after eliminating them 4 to 6 weeks, you feel really good in your body, okay, that's your answer that maybe those food are not good for you. Introduce foods which reduce inflammation, like all colorful vegetables. You know, we all don't eat enough vegetables, especially we don't eat enough colors. So introduce colors in your food. That will be very, very nice for you to kind of have all the antioxidants, all the foods which can reduce inflammation. And then just don't go on a very, very low calorie diet. That's a lot of females, they do that mistake, especially with thyroid disorders. Your thyroid needs calories to function. They need those calories to make thyroid hormones. So when you go on a very, very low calorie diet, that actually is detrimental for your thyroid gland. So I don't recommend going on extreme low calorie diets. Instead of that, you know, you should be more focused on the quality of the food. Okay. So those are the things from the food aspect that you should be working on. The second thing is stress management. Each and every person ignores this piece all the time. And this is a very, very important piece. So work on yourself. You know, you deserve that time. You deserve some time for yourself. So dedicate a few minutes. It doesn't have to be hours and hours, just 10 minutes, just 15 minutes of the day, you know, doing some deep breathing exercising or meditation or yoga or some hobby that can ground you, you know, or spend some time in the nature. Those can be powerful, because what those techniques do is that they rebalance your cortisol hormone. And cortisol hormone is a very important reason a lot of females do not lose weight. Cortisol is directly connected to thyroid. So when your cortisol levels are high, it actually lowers your thyroid hormone. It doesn't let the thyroid hormone to work. So by doing these simple stress reduction techniques, you can lose weight, right? The third thing is exercising. Don't think too much about exercising in terms of, okay, well, you have to do the HIIT training, or you have to do, you know, this kind of intense exercising. Body movement. Your body should be moving, and just kind of get in tune with your body. For some people, cardio will work better. For others, strengthening will work better. Some people, the mix will work better. But again, don't go on extreme exercise regimens from get-go. Extremes never help. So again, just try to have some body movements in your life that is going to help you the most. So yeah. These are the things that I think each and every person can implement easily and should do it. And I think 50 or 60% of females will just lose weight by just doing these things itself.
So let me ask you something. You said something interesting just when you were speaking. Is it possible that for somebody who's been on so many low calorie diets over the course of their lifetime, right? Because some people start dieting at the age of 10, you know, to 70. Is it possible that all of those low calorie diets could have had a negative effect on somebody's thyroid? So as they age, they now maybe have some kind of issues with their thyroid. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. So there was a research study done, you know, like a lot of people who do Ramadan fasting, you know, people who follow Islam, they have this 1 month of fasting of Ramadan where they don't eat for the whole day. They measured their thyroid hormone levels just for 1 month of fasting for the whole day. And they saw just in 1 month, their thyroid hormone dipped considerably to the point that they should be on medications. So our bodies in just 1 month is telling us that, you know, we cannot tolerate those extreme amount of fasting. So when we are doing these low calorie diets, that is affecting our thyroid gland. And over the course of several years, certainly it can be detrimental and does lead to a thyroid disorder, because obviously a thyroid gives up because it needs nutrition to function. So all these thyroid cells getting starved over the course of years, obviously, you know, like lead to hypothyroidism for sure.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this summit. And I called it the right way to weight loss, so people would see that these low calorie, restrictive, quick fix diets are more detrimental to their health than having a positive effect, right? Because anybody who goes on something that's quick and restrictive will lose the weight, but it never stays off, right? And then you've got that rebound effect and potential other negative health side effects that go along with that, right?
That is true, right? Absolutely. Young females, like teenagers, you know, several of them have been to those strict diets, and we know that the repercussions from them. A lot of them, you know, have their hormones, which is out of whack. They start having so many different health issues with it, right? So why not those similar things will happen in females or males even so later on in their life? So absolutely, these extreme diets, you know, are always not the best way to lose weight. If you want to lose sustainable weight, then we have to be in the moderation, and we have to work on all the different aspects which are associated with weight loss, not just the calories.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. Well, Dr. Cooper, share with our audience, where could they find you if they want more information? I know they're going to get your thyroid quiz because that's a special gift that you have for everybody today. But if they want to find out more about you and the work that you do with Hashimoto's and people with thyroid disorder, how can they find you?
So I'm on social media. I have a great website. My website is anshulguptamd.com. I have a great vigorous blog over there where I share a lot of different information related to thyroid and Hashimoto's, which is research-based, so that you know that you are getting, you know, good quality information. I also have a great YouTube channel where I make several videos. You know, I have interviews over there of people, again, mainly focused on thyroid and Hashimoto's. It's Anshul Gupta MD. That's my handle on social media as well as on YouTube. People can subscribe to my channel and they get weekly information about it. So that's another place where people can find me.
Okay, excellent. And we'll have that all of that information for you as well. So we've got it in one place, but I wanted them to hear it, you know, directly from you. So thank you so much for being here. This was a really valuable conversation. I feel like people got some information and they could go armed with a little bit more information if they need to go see their, you know, primary care endocrinologist, where they can ask better questions for themselves. So thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us and for being here with us today.
Absolutely. It was really a pleasure. I'm so glad that you're doing this, you know, summit. This is going to help so many females. First of all, get out of the mindset that it's their fault that they are not able to lose weight. It's absolutely not their fault. There is so much going on in their body that they don't understand it. So once they understand all of the different aspects, then they can work on the aspects that pertains to them. And then definitely they are going to get to good results. So thank you so much for having me over here.
Okay, my pleasure. And thank you all for being here today. And we'll see you tomorrow.